Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Menachis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hey. There was a special mincha called Chavite Kohen Gadol that was brought every single day by the Kohen Gadol. In this mincha there was an asarin of flour, but it was divided in half. Half was brought in the morning, the other half in the afternoon. What does the word chavitin mean? When the Pasuk teaches us this mitzvah, the Torah says, Al machvas, b'shemen. That's how it should be made. So it comes from the Lashon of machvas, but that's what it refers to. Zak the Mishnah, again, Perik Dalid Mishnah Hey, Chavite Kohen Gadol loy hayabayis chatzoyim. The Chavite Kohen Gadol were not brought to the Beis HaMikdash half and half. In other words, even though the Kohen Gadol was makriv only half an asarin of flour at a time, but he didn't come from his house. The Kohen Gadol didn't come from his house with half an asarin in the morning and half an asarin in the afternoon. Ella rather, mevi isarin sholem. He brought an entire isarin to the Beis HaMikdash, v'chaytseyu, and then divided it in half. Makriv, then he was makriv, mechze b'baiker, u'mechze b'en rabayim, half in the morning, and half in the afternoon. Zakta mishta, v'kayin shehikriv, mechze b'shachros. Let's see, a kayin got a little what he was supposed to do. He was makriv, half in a sarin in the morning. But u'meis, then he passed away. U'minu kayin acher tachtav, and on the same day, they were memana, they appointed another kayin gadol instead of him to take his place. Zak the Mishnah, Loi Yavi, the new Kohen Gadol should not bring Chatzi Asarin mi Beisai, a half Asarin from his house, to do the afternoon Chavitin. V'loi Chatzi Asarinai Shalarishain. He also should not bring the half Asarin that the first Kohen Gadol left over, because the first Kohen Gadol came to the Beis HaMikdash with the full Asarin. He was Makrav half in the morning, never got to be Makrav the second half. He's an Olam Haba. So the second Kohen Gadol should not take over that second half. Ella rather, so you tell him he shouldn't bring a half a sarin for the afternoon one. He shouldn't take the half a sarin that's left from the morning, so what should he do? Ella rather, maybe isarin shalem, he should bring a full sarin from his house, v'chaytseyu, and divide it in half. U'makriv mechza, he's makriv one half. U'mechza, but the other half is lost. Actually, so it turns out, shnei chatzoyim kreven. At the end of the day, we have two half asarins that they were makriv. One is the half asarin of the morning that's brought by the first Kohen Gadol, and the other is the half asarin in the afternoon that was brought by the second Kohen Gadol. Ushnei chatzoyim oivdin, and two half asarins are lost or have to be destroyed. That's what it means. Which two do we lose? The half asarin that's left over by the first Kohen Gadol, and the second half asarin that's brought by the new Kohen Gadol. Now, when we say Ovid, we don't mean just discard it. It has to be burnt. That's because, Lamaisa, anything that you're magdish as a carbon, and at the end you can't bring it as a carbon, has to be burnt. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, let's say, the Kohen Gadol brought the morning Chavitin, passed away, but no new Kohen Gadol was appointed right away. Loi minu Kohen Acher, if they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol, Mishal Mihai Sekreva, from whose money was the Chavitin brought? Rabbi Shimon says, Mishel Tzibur. Because the Pasuk says, explains about Tenura Chak Oilam. Chak Ze Yehei Mishel Oilam. In other words, from the Tzibur, from the Trumas Alishka, from the Shkalim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishel Yarshim. It was brought by the Yarshim of the Kohen Gadol that passed away, the ones that are supposed to inherit him. Because the Pasuk says, V'kayna Mashiach Tachtav Mi Bonav. So it's mashma, a kohen mashiach that passed away, tachtav, one of his sons, he has to do it. Another interesting halacha about this chavitin that's going to be brought without a kohen gadol, because the kohen gadol that brought the half in the morning passed away and there's no new kohen gadol, is that oshleima ha'isakreva, this chavitin was brought as a whole asarai. So when there's a kohen gadol, he brings half an asarai in the morning, half an asarai in the afternoon. When there's no Kohen Gadol, and we have to bring that Asarin in the afternoon, a complete Asarin is brought. Both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda learned this from Sukkim. Reb Yehuda learns from the Pasuk that when a Tzibur brings something, it's whole. And Reb Yehuda learns from the Pasuk that when the Yarshim bring this afternoon Mincha, it's with a complete Asarin. Now, incidentally, we'll learn a little bit more about this later, but the chavitin came as chalais. How did this work? After the kain was magdish the full asarain, it was then baked into 12 chalais, 12 loaves. Each loaf was broken to two. 12 half loaves that were makav in the morning, the other 12 half loaves in the afternoon. So again, he brings a full asarain of silas in the morning, he's magdish it, they divide it in half. From each half asarain, we bake six chalais, total of 12. Half is makav in the morning. He does not bring half an asarain of flour in the morning and half in the afternoon. He has to bring the whole asarain from his house. If he was makav half in the morning and he passed away, or for that matter, let's say he became tamei or suddenly developed a mum and they appointed another kohen gadol, that second kohen gadol doesn't bring a half asarain from his house. And he doesn't use over the leftover half asarain from the first one. Rather, he brings a complete asarain, divides it, which means he's makrav half and the other half has to be burnt. So it turns out two half asarains were brought. The morning kohen gadol brought his. The afternoon kohen gadol brings half an asarain, and two have to be burnt. The second half of the morning one and the first half of the afternoon one. If they did not appoint another kohen gadol, so a complete asarain is brought, and there's a machlokes in the Mishnah whether it's brought from the tzibur or it's brought from the yarshim. By the way, the Rambam says that if the Kohen Gadol passed away before they were makriv the Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and no other Kohen Gadol was appointed, then there would be makriv a complete asarain in the morning and a complete asarain in the afternoon.